Halo 3 doesn't wait long to sew up the loose ends from the second game, as Master Chief finds himself on Earth, where he's forced to take up an alliance with the Arbiter. It seems Cortana has gone missing, and Earth is crawling with the Covenant. The anonymous badass has to rescue humanity from the alien invasion and locate Cortana in the process. With the Arbiter as sidekick, Halo 3 could have easily turned into a bad buddy cop story. However, it's handled with deft hands, as the motivations of each character create constant tension and second-guessing throughout. Halo 3 is supposed to represent the end of the story arc, and this is definitely the case. Some heavy stuff goes down without the melodramatic meter busting its needle.
Ma'am, squad leaders are requesting a rally point. Where should they go?
To war.
And while the story doesn't transcend the genre, it's some pretty engrossing stuff. Just be warned, if you haven't played the prior games, you might want to brush up on your basics, or you'll find yourself lost. The original Halo was criticized for its repetitive levels, but it did manage to bring about some significant tweaks to the genre. Halo 2 was more of a refinement of those concepts, with an amazing online multiplayer component. Halo 3 is more like the latter than the former. The single-player campaign still plays without any major bouts of loading, as each new area streams off the disc. There are still safe checkpoints after each major confrontation, and overall, it's very much the Halo experience you've come to know and love. Tack on the ability to play through the campaign cooperatively with up to three other people online on four different difficulty settings, and you can begin to see how the 10 to 15 hours it takes to complete, based upon skill level, works out to be much more than that. Its longevity is bolstered even further by campaign scoring. As you and your friends play through the campaign together, you're rewarded with points that will ultimately earn you achievements. If you find one of more than a dozen skulls scattered throughout the game, you can enable it to get point multipliers. To balance things, each skull you enable makes the game more difficult. The entire campaign is designed like one big roller coaster. There are no repeat levels, hardly any backtracking, and no need for arrows on the floor showing you which way to go. While it remains a linear experience, you're swept along from one epic confrontation to another at an unrelenting pace. There is no downtime in Halo 3, and every locale is unique and memorable.